Just a few weeks ago, you heard us talking about race and white privilege. And in fact, everyone was talking about this new Macklemore song, White Privilege 2.
If I'm only in this for my own self-interest, not the culture that gave me a voice to begin with, then this isn't authentic. It is just a gimmick. The DIY underdog, so independent. But the one thing the American dream fails to mention is I was many steps ahead to begin with.
And the song goes on in that vein, almost 9 minutes, grappling with Black Lives Matter, grappling with white supremacy and racial guilt. It was a very uncomfortable song on purpose.
I mean, it seems really, I think, at least to me, they wanted to make a message to young white people in America who have been able to kind of stay out of this issue.
That was Ahama Lua, one of the local musicians who worked on that Macklemore song, and hoping it would drag young white America into an uncomfortable conversation about race and privilege. So did that happen? Is Macklemore's young white audience tuning in, leaning in, or heading for the exits? Well, Macklemore and Ryan Lewis had a free album launch show in Seattle Friday night, and that's where we found Rachel Davey, 18 years old.
Recently, I've been listening to the song a lot because there's a line in it that your silence is a luxury.
Your silence is a luxury. Hip-hop is not a luxury.
And that just, like, that blew my mind because I was like, this is so true, because me being silent and sitting here and having an opinion on the subject but not sharing it with people is a luxury for me, and other people are living this every day. So I sat my mom down first, and I was like, Mom, just give me 10 minutes of your time. Like, let's sit down and listen to it. And it ended up turning into an hour-long discussion about, like, what society's like today and what the song and why it's important. And it's nice to have somebody who's in a position of power just because of their fame and their popularity speak about something and not worry about being politically correct and worrying more about just loving each other and spreading the message. So that's been super nice. And so I'm looking forward to continuing to, you know, make ranty Facebook posts about it and share it with everybody that I can.
Literally every day she says something about it.
Actually, every time anybody's in my car, they're going to hear it at least once.
Nice work, Macklemore. And Ryan Lewis. That's 18-year-old Macklemore fan Rachel Dewey and her roommate for just a second there at the end. Sounds like the roommates heard an earful. They talked with us while waiting to get into Friday night's free Macklemore show. And thank you to Nina Tran for getting that tape. She is an advanced producer with our Radioactive Youth Media Program. That could be you, by the way, or a young person you love. Go to KUOW.org/radioactive. For more information.
What I got for me, it is for me. What we made.